Good evening and welcome to the next episode of Fearocast. On this episode, we are going to be reviewing the 26th annual Fearorama live and in color. I'm your host, Mike Croyer, and you are listening to the newest episode of Fearocast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. You can find past Fearocast episodes at fearofocus.com or on our Facebook page. We would like to thank our Fearocast supporters for this 2022 season, the Fiero Store, Rodney Dickman, Bonter Solutions, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, GoldenEye Graphic, and the NIFE Store. This episode is brought to you by the Fiero Store, Bonter Solutions, and the Midwest Fiero Clubs. We know how hard it is to find Fiero parts. We also know that as years go by, finding parts isn't going to get any easier. The big box stores will never make new Fiero parts because our community is just too small. This is why we need the support of the companies that support us. Fiero needs. All right. Thank you again for joining me. We are going to look back at the 26th annual Fiorama show that took place on September 11th. We'd like to thank, first off, our 2022 key sponsors. With their support, we are able to keep Fiorama free to all our members. Our 2022 key sponsors are V8 Archie, the Fiero Store, Mr. Mike's Fiero Upholstery, Woody Buick GMC, Bonter Solutions, Fast Signs of Elk Grove Village, and new for 2022, Tangi Technologies. You can find all of our Fiorama key sponsors and information and links at fiorofocus.com under the Fiorama tab in sponsors. So this year, unfortunately, we had a slight rain and heavy rain that did stick around with us throughout the day. But even though we had some rain, we still had 51 Fieros on the show field. And to mention that with this year's show themed live and in color, we had every color that was offered during the model year runs of 84 to 88 on the show field. That in itself is a great accomplishment. When you come up with a theme and you know you're thinking, okay, well, we're going to have a lot of whites and blues, maybe some reds, yellows, blacks. The idea of that was to kind of see how many different colors we can get on the show field. And we got a lot of colors this year, but every car that showed up was a stock GM-offered color on the Pontiac Fiero. And then we had the Rainbow Class, which was your wraps or your custom paints or your multicolor paints. But other than that, every color that was offered for the model years of 84 to 88 was on the show field. So before we jump into some of the show highlights and then chat with some of the participants, we wanted to just thank all of the Fiero owners that showed up for Fiorama this year, as well as our volunteers, our key sponsors, and all of our donators for door prizes and giveaways. Again, without the support of you guys, this show would not be able to happen and run smoothly. So all of the volunteers, all of the owners that showed up with their cars, everybody that participated, I just wanted to say thank you for making this year's show still good despite all of the rain. So, all right. So the Fiorama weekend started off on Friday night. We had a good turnout at Wahlburgers. We had 26 Fiero owners joining us for dinner. And afterwards, we did have an impromptu cruise night in the parking lot where a lot of the owners stuck around just to chit-chat with everybody and catch up. A lot of people haven't seen each other in person since last year's Fiorama, so it was a good time to catch up and just talk and have fun. On Saturday, we gathered at the host hotel and we headed out to Historic Auto Attractions in Roscoe, Illinois, where we had 24 Fieros and anywhere from 24 to 36 Fiero owners joining us at that event. That was a very cool event, as you got to see a lot of unique historical cars along with some movie cars. But the one interesting thing that they had going on the same day, not only did they have a car show going on, but they're also NASCAR or stock car Hall of Fame that they had, and they were inducting a new member into the Hall of Fame this year. You had to be invited or have passes to see it, but it was open and you were able to kind of to hear what was going on and listen to the guests if you wanted to hang around there. But a lot of interesting things. They had, like I said, a lot of period pieces. They had some good Abraham Lincoln artifacts, JFK artifacts. They had a massive Bigfoot, some speedboats. Again, they had some NASCAR cars there as well. And a lot of other things. They had the Ecto-1, the Batmobiles. They had Back to the Future, Sanford and Son cars. They had the family truckster there. They had a police car from the Andy Griffith Show. So if you have a chance, you're in the area, or you come out and just go head out to Roscoe, Illinois, and Historic Auto Attractions. It's a very, very cool place to go to if you have a chance to go visit it. Again, we had a great turnout. I hope everybody had enjoyed that event that we had. I would assume so, because we did have a lot of fear owners attending. So thank you. After that, we headed back to the host hotel for the annual Fiorama Pizza Party. Again, this event drew a good crowd. We had almost 50 guests enjoying, again, everybody's company, talking Fioros, catching up, eating pizza, drinking pop, and just enjoying the camaraderie that is Fiorama's Pizza Party. Then everybody went to bed very early, bright and early. I know, you know, so it's one of those things where you got to get to bed early because the show was early this year. We kicked off Fiorama Sunday at 8:30 in the morning when registration and the parking lot opened. Usually we open it around 9:30. We opened it an hour early, and we kicked everything off earlier so that we could shoot to get done around 3. The show, again, despite all of the rain, drew 51 Fioros from across the U.S. We had participants from all over, not only just the Midwest, but the United States, which was very cool. We had Wisconsin, Iowa, of course, Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, New York, and South Dakota. So we had a good array of states represented at this year's Fiorama. For the first time in Fiorama history, we gave away $400 in free gas. And that four $50 gift cards went to pre-registrants. Again, first time giving away something to pre-registers. And then the other four gift cards went out to people that attended Fiorama. So you never know what's going to happen at Fiorama. And this year, we had a $400 giveaway in free gas. So congratulations to those 8 lucky winners. Hope that got you guys back home safe and sound with a full tank. Even though the day was, we don't want to say it was a washout just because it wasn't. It was a great show. And those who stuck around, thank you, because it was unique just seeing everybody still walking around, checking out the Fioros in the rain. No matter if it was downpouring or just drizzle, everybody was still talking and checking out the cars. And again, we had a great turnout despite the rain. We also want to thank all of the Fioro clubs that participated in this year's event. Again, we had quite a few Fioro clubs attend. And again, just thank you so much for coming down and joining us. It does mean a lot to us that you come and join us at our show. We try to also reciprocate and get back into your shows. But we want to thank the Fioro Fanatics of Wisconsin, the Heartland Fioros of Iowa, Minnesota Fioros Forever, the Michigan Fioro Club, the Mid-Atlantic Fioro Owners Association, and the Georgia Fioro Club for joining us at this year's event. Some of the other big highlights that happened at this year's Fiorama was we crowned the best in the Midwest, but we'll get back to that in a second. We also had some great winners for best in show stock and best in show non-stock. We'll get into that again in a minute, but wanted to take a second here, and again, everybody that attended, we just want to say thank you very much for the support that you showed to the charity that we selected this year. This year, we're going back and forth and trying to come up with a charity that means a lot to people. And with the event falling on September 11th this year, the charity that we decided to go with was the Gary Sinise Foundation. And you guys helped out tremendously. Altogether, we raised $1,100 for the Gary Sinise Foundation. Everybody that attended the show, if you donated, thank you. We raised $400 in cash on the day of Fiorama. Knife will match that, and then we'll also add a little bit extra. So we are going to give an additional $500, as well as the Gateway Classics of Milwaukee donated $200 to this great cause. So grand total, we raised $1,100 that will be going to the Gary Sinise Foundation. And if you'd like to donate or learn more about the foundation, you can visit the GarySiniseFoundation.org. The Gary Sinise Foundation was established under the direction of actor Gary Sinise, and Gary has been an advocate for our nation's defenders for nearly 40 years. The foundation's mission is to serve our nation by honoring our defenders, veterans, first responders, their families, and those in need. The foundation accomplishes their mission by creating and supporting unique programs designed to entertain, educate, inspire, strengthen, and build communities, serve America's heroes and their loved ones 365 days a year. One of the many things the foundation program does is for the first responders outreach, which honors the heroes right down the street, our firefighters, police officers, and EMTs, who sacrifice every day to ensure our safety. The program provides funding, essential equipment, PPE, and training to ensure our first responders have what they need to perform to the best of their abilities. Freedom and security are precious, and we as Americans should never take that for granted. We must do all we can to expand our hand in times of need to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we never do enough to show gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little more. That's straight from Gary Sinise. All right, let's head down to Pottawatomie Park in St. Charles, Fiorama 26, and listen to what some of the participants had to say about this year's show. But before we get into that, I'm going to play a little tribute that we did at the start of Fiorama for September 11th. Jim Stombres played a great rendition of Taps for us before our 9/11 tribute. And I just want you guys to take a listen in on that as we pause Fiorocast to remember the lives lost on 9/11. Fiorama, and we are now with President and Founder Jim Hallman. How's it going today, Jim?
Mike, it's going great today. Wish we had a little bit better weather, but at this point, we're making the best of it. Looks like we got probably about 30, 35 Fioros out here, so we're going to enjoy it the best we can.
You know, despite the rain and the weather, good turnout. We got a good variety of different colored Fioros, which this year the new theme for this year is live and in color. Mm-hmm. What was the theory behind that?
Over the many years that Fear shows have been in existence now, everyone's always talked about, but no one's ever tried doing a Fiero displayed show field in color, by factory color. So this year we did something a little bit different. We decided, hey, let's try it out, see how this is going to work out. So we have all of our red Fieros parked together, all of our yellow ones, our white ones, our silver ones, and then we have two special classes called the Rainbow Class, which includes all of the non-factory colors. So this year, yeah, we tried to do something different, parking cars by the factory color that they came with from the factory. So
that is a very neat idea. We have, again, a variety of colors. Just looking, we've got the whites, we've got the silvers, we've got the rainbow, as you said. The other nice thing we have on the show field is the Midwest Fiero Clubs, the cars that were picked at the other local shows throughout the Midwest. We have a good variety of those cars here today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this year we did something different with the Midwest Fiero Clubs. We have what we call the Classic Fiero Owners, which are people that have been involved with the Fiero community for at least or up to 30 years or more. So we have a lot of cars from Minnesota, Wisconsin, got a nice display of those cars this year, and we have the generation that kind of started the Fiero community way back when the cars were original that are on display this year, and we're commemorating them and their involvement with the Fiero community over these past 30 years or so.
Wow, very cool. And again, the variety of cars that they brought down, we've got looks like GTs and notchbacks. We've got some good modified, some mm-hmm. stock. It's a good variety of what these members have done over the past 30-plus years to their car. A lot of them are original owners as well. They have 1, 2, 3, multiple Fieros. So they're very heavily involved within the community, which is great. What else can we expect here today?
Oh, we're going to have to see. Obviously, with the rain, that kind of changed the dynamics of the show today, but we're certainly going to do the best that we can with what we've been given, and it's nice to see so many people that still appreciate the Fiero that are coming out, and no matter what the weather is going to call for, they're still going to come out and enjoy their friendships that they've developed over these past 30-some-odd years. So we're looking forward to that. I know when I was at the parking lot party last night, it kind of became a realization for me that, you know, it doesn't really matter. The car show kind of brings us together for a purpose, but really what brings us together each year are the friendships that we've developed over these last 30 years. And whether it rains, whether it doesn't rain, it doesn't matter. People are still going to come out because, you know, it's more about the friendships that we've developed rather than just showing off to see who's got the best car today. We're just a different car community, and that's kind of what makes us unique.
I agree. Well, thank you for joining us today on Fierocast, and we look forward to a great show, and we'll probably touch base with you again in a couple hours.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. All right. We are here with Frank Krozik. It has been a while since you've attended a Fiorama.
Yeah, it's been several years. Of course, we had the pandemic, and then I've had back problems, and just wasn't getting around much. Got involved with Sons of Norway, and we have our major lodge fundraiser on the same day. You got to split somewhere. So,
are you here with a car this year?
No, I didn't bring my car. Actually, because of the rain and the bad weather, we were supposed to be at Vasa Park, which is only a couple miles from here. In South Elgin, and we decided to scrub that one. We just are not going to have a fundraiser today, and so we weren't far, and we just stopped by to say hello to old friends.
Nice. Well, thank you, and hello.
Hello. Good to see you.
Yes. I know we've got some rain today, but there's already a good variety. This year, we're going live and in color, so we're seeing all the different colors of Fieros that we can get here today.
Good for you. I read about it, and I thought it was an interesting way to do it. And the classes were different by color, so mm-hmm. that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you get back to to talking to old friends, and thank you for joining us and stopping by today.
I appreciate that, and thank you, and I really enjoyed stopping by and seeing the old friends, a lot that we haven't seen for a while. Have
all
a great day.
You too. Thank you. Yep. All right. We are now here with Pete Gross. He took the best in the Midwest in the back to the 80s in Minnesota. He is one of the longest reigning Fiero owners, over 30 years, right? Or yeah, close to it?
Yeah, I actually bought the my Fiero, which I still have. I still have the original Fiero. I bought it in February of 87.
Wow. Yeah.
And a car that I bought actually had 7,000 miles on it, but it's what they consider a brass hat car. So
okay.
It was used by Pontiac for promotional things because it, you know, it's an 86 and a half, so it's a brand new style.
Yep.
So they needed to advertise it, and
wow.
My car was one of them.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
What keeps you going in the Fiero community? And that's the one thing that I don't think a lot of people know, because we have been seeing a lot of the younger generation getting involved with the Fiero. What prompted you to, one, get a Fiero and keep it as long as you have?
Well, I've always been a lover of Pontiacs. Ever since my older brother came home with a brand new 1970 Grand Prix, and I've probably owned 10 Pontiacs in my life.
Wow.
And when I saw this Fiero at a shopping mall, at first I took a double look and I said, "What the heck is that? I've never seen that style before." And I get behind it and it's, "Oh, it's a Pontiac." And ever since then, I like the fastback style. I'm more of that than the notchback. Because when the Fiero first came out, I didn't really notice it that well.
Right.
But when this came out, I thought it was such a timely style. And even today, I mean, that style can still come out.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people, I think don't get either, is that the style of the GT is never going to fade away.
No.
It's just something that when you see it, it's just like, you can, wow, is that a new car from, you know, modern time?
And I love going down a street or a road or something like that, and I'll look in my rearview mirror, and I'll see the guy take a double look. What the heck car was that? I mean, this is 35 years later, and
exactly.
The car is still can turn heads.
Well.
In fact, I was at a gas station one time, and somebody came up to me after I filled the car, and he said, "Is that the new Mustang?" And I've clearly got Pontiac going across the windshield.
Exactly. I'm looking at the car now. You've got the American flag on the wing, which is dedicated. I don't remember the story on that. I remember you said that at the Dells a couple of years ago, and then you got the American flags on the side of the car. Explain the wing again.
Well, when I wanted to change the color of the car because I had it painted all red in 91. And over the course of time, going to car shows, the red kind of fades a little bit. So I wanted to do something patriotic. And we went back and forth trying to find a blue color just for the car. Found the color. And actually, I searched for a painter. And I found a painter with about 10 miles away. His business, he used to be a member of our Fiero club.
Oh, wow.
So I know exactly how he paints Fiero. So I said, without a doubt, he's going to be my painter. And so we got the color picked out. And I said, I'd like to do something patriotic. And I was thinking like pinstriping or something.
Right.
And he said, no, my airbrush guy can paint flags on the side so that it looks like it's waving in the wind. And we can fade it out from front to back.
That's cool.
And I said, perfect. So the car was all the panels taken off, the painted the blue, and the guy did the airbrushing. I don't know how he can do that with all pieces off.
I was going to say, to do it with the pieces off and to make, you know, all those lines to line up, I mean, that's greatness right there.
Yeah, he did a great job on that. And then at the time, the wing was not painted. And then our son he joined the National Guards when he was 17 in 2007, and then he was deployed to Afghanistan in 2012, And then I want to do a tribute because I've got a 9/11 tribute on the left side of the wing. I've got a Pearl Harbor tribute on the right side of the wing. And then in between has a ghosted out flag. And then I have Never Forget.
Yeah, I can see that now.
I have the dates for each of the two events on below that. And it was because of 9/11 that our son went in the military. And then my dad was a World War II vet, and he flew in B-17s and B-29s.
Wow.
So I wanted to honor both the guys in my life for their service.
Very nice, very nice. And even today we're holding the show on the anniversary of 9/11 too. So
it still brings a tear to my eye just knowing what happened, 21 years ago.
Yeah.
And actually I bumped into a person at a car show many years ago who was in New York on 9/11. He saw my tribute and he just broke down.
Wow. It is definitely still a touching time.
Oh, yeah. And it will be for years.
Yeah. I even saw a couple people tearing up just doing the small tribute that we did here. So it is a strong, thing in our hearts still.
And any person that I see that's a first responder, a police officer, a firefighter, a soldier, anybody who dedicates their service or their life to the service of our country, I'm always the first one up there to congratulate them and thank them for what they do. Because they do a very tough job.
We should all do that, too.
Yeah, we should.
All right, well, thank you. I'll let you get back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations on your the win at Back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Good luck today.
Okay, thank you.
We might be talking to you later. We don't know, but thank you very much.
All right, sounds good.
And congratulations again.
All right, thank you.
All right, we are here with newcomer to Fiorama, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have also heard and read her story in Fear of Focus. She is the young lady that traveled the United States.
Yes, 7,000 miles.
Wow. How was that?
It was the trip of a lifetime. It was fun. It was nerve-wracking. It was honestly the best trip I've ever done. I grew up road tripping, so I've done a lot. But this was an experience unlike any other.
Was it comfortable?
It was incredibly comfortable. the seats were so comfy. I had a fantastic time. The part that was uncomfortable is that my car is an AC delete car, and this trip was in July, and I went through the Mojave Desert in one leg of it, and that was really uncomfortable. It got up to 114 that day.
Wow.
So
wow.
Not very much fun, but the seats were fantastic. Can't recommend
awesome.
It enough.
What made you want to do that?
I, again, grew up road tripping. That's been a long time passion of mine. And I had a bunch of friends from college that had moved across the country in different places. I have one friend in New York City, one in Kansas City, one in Los Angeles, and then my little sister lives in Bellingham, Washington. So I figured, let's take the trip of a lifetime, visit my best friends from college, visit my sister, and see if the little car was up to the challenge.
It was, it looks like.
It absolutely was.
What did you have to do to prep it for the trip? And then was there any issues on your return?
Before the trip, I did a full brake job. The parking brake was broken. We had to fix that. The brakes had been, they hadn't been replaced in a few years. So had to do that. I put a brand new clutch in it. And then top up on fluids, just some minor stuff to make sure I was ready to go. My dad is big into classic cars, so he gave me a crash course for roadside repairs in case I needed it. I packed my frunk and my trunk to the brim with tools. Along the way, I was so surprised. I was prepared for anything to happen. And honestly, the worst thing that happened was I locked my keys in the car. And luckily, I was at a well-populated area. So less than an hour, I was back on the road.
Nice.
So yeah, it went incredibly well.
Good. So congratulations on that trip. I know the story was incredible that we had in Fear of Focus. What brings you down to Fiorama?
Jim, the president of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiast Group, he reached out to me to get me in Fiero Focus, and then he told me about Fiorama, and I hadn't heard about it before. I've only had my car for a little over 2 years now, but he told me we'd love to have you there, and I thought that sounds like tons of fun. My family goes to car shows all the time,
nice.
So our summer is pretty packed with those anyway. Thought I need to be here.
Sorry about the rain.
It's okay.
But no, you know, thank you for coming. I mean, it's you have a great story to tell as well. You know, kind of a celebrity as far as through Fiero Focus, so everybody kind of, you know, probably knows you on that route. But no, enjoy the time. Again, sorry for the rain, but thank you for coming down, and hope you enjoyed and come back for many years to come.
Absolutely. I plan on being a long time attendee. I'm awesome. Having tons of fun already.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you, and we'll see you around.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We are here with Kevin Lindemann. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Long time no see.
Been a while.
Yes, it has. Thank you for coming down.
Yeah.
You are here not only because you love Fiorama. You love coming to Illinois.
Yeah. When it's not raining.
When it's not raining. But the real reason you're here is you are competing in the best in the Midwest. What got you involved almost 30 years ago with the Fiero? And what keeps you going?
Well, actually, I got involved when I was in the Fieros when I was 16.
Oh, wow.
I was still in high school, and when a friend's older brother had one new. So it was, remember getting a ride home in it for the first time and going, telling myself afterwards, I'm going to get one of these when I graduate high school. So 4 years later, I graduated high school in 92. That was my graduation present, was a little silver 85 SE.
Nice.
So, and then I had a couple more between 92 up until 95, and then got hooked up with the Minnesota club and got active in that, and then just really got sucked into it and started making a lot of good friends. And then come 97, the car that I currently am showing, my 85 GT, is the car that my dad helped me get.
Nice.
And here we are, you know, it's been 25 years since having that car, and this year it's been a rough year for me because, you know, losing my dad, mm-hmm. now, and I dedicate this whole year of the way things have been going for winning and stuff. If it wasn't for him,
nice.
I wouldn't, nice. You know, help me with getting this car, I wouldn't be here doing this.
It's a great car. You've got a great engine in there. I love the whale tail wing, and everything that you've done to it is just a masterpiece of a car. And the community sees that too. So and you know they took account and when you won at the Heartland show this year.
Yep.
So congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You know, having a car that, you know, it's almost going on, you know, we're going on almost 40 years for the car itself, but to be an active member, to be actively involved with the community for 30 plus years is, that's a feat in itself.
Oh yeah, it is. And, you know, we all have our ups and downs through life and stuff, and had some tough times, but, you know, in the end, I stuck, you know, I was still around to help anybody and I could within the Fiero community if they needed parts, you know, here, you want it, just come get it. You know?
And that's great to hear. I mean, that's, you know, we all need that every once in a while too.
Oh yeah.
So, yep. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'll let you get back to the rainy show. But, real quickly, even though you're competing in the best in the Midwest competition, what do you think of the live and in color theme that we have this year?
It's different. Wish it was sunnier and more cars to actually get the full effect. But I get what you guys are up to. It would have been interesting to see more.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. But you know, we thank everybody that came out today. That you know, unfortunately with the rain, you know, but. Well, thank you again for coming out
and
making the trip down from Minnesota. And we'll talk to you probably again later.
Hopefully.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. We are here with Tom Schmidt. He is a winner of Fiorama Best in the Midwest. And he is going to be competing against Kevin Lindemann Pete Gross and Lou Oles. Congratulations on the Fiorama Best in the Midwest selection. Tell us a little bit about what keeps you going for over 30 years in the community.
Well, like I say, as I started out, the car used to be a company car. Let's go with that again. And I bought that brand new in 1986 and ran it as a company car till 1992. I started modifying the car, took some ideas that I had in my mind as far as what I wanted to do for the modifications that would be different from other cars that are out on the circuit, such as the velocity stacks that come out of the back of the car, the megaphones that go out the back end for the exhaust, the NASCAR spoiler, which I added to the car. I had a roll bars put in the car, fire bottles, and it's a race-prepared car, which I drive at Elkhart Lake. That's my home track up there.
Nice.
And doing that for a number of years, you'll see those pictures on Facebook all the time. And in the meantime, we keep doing shows with as much gumph as we've got left. We're 85 years old, so we're still cranking at it. And my fun part of the whole show is a volunteer part. And I wish more people would get involved with volunteering, especially the young people. That's the future of the club in the first place. But between registration, judging, parking, counting ballots.
And I agree, that's what makes shows run very smooth.
Yes.
And you are always the spotlight of that volunteer, too.
Because
people look up to you and people look at you saying, hey, you know, what areas can we improve on? Because you've done that for so many years at a lot of shows, not just Fiorama, the anniversary shows, the Dells Run show, Heartland. You do a lot of that stuff. So that is a big part of your commitment to the Fiorama community, too.
Right. Well, after all the awards we won with the car being best of show in three different states, Illinois, actually Iowa and St. Louis, Missouri, plus my 8 runner-up national championships in class with a car. I mean, that car speaks for itself.
Yep.
You either like it or you don't like it. You know?
Everybody likes it.
Well,
even the kids.
The kids like to call it the back of the future car. Well, but essentially, that's what we're here for. The fun mixing in with the people that we know all through these years and the different people we've made friends with, and the new friends coming up. But the main thing, of course, is to get the young people involved with it, not only to show the car, but to involve in their clubs so they volunteer to get the clubs running these shows as efficient as possible. And that's the key right there.
Well, thank you. Again, sorry about the rain, but thank you for coming down again.
Sure.
And congratulations on the Fiorama version of the Best in the Midwest. And good luck with the overall, and it's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'm very humbled by this award, and it's going to be added to the ones we've had over the years.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right. We are now here with Mark Soldner. He is the NIFE Membership Director. Despite the rain.
Yes. Yeah, despite the rain.
I think it's a good turnout. I think we're close to about 30, 40 cars. But
Yeah.
Overall, how would you say the NIFE membership has been over the course of the year?
Over the year, it's been a little light. I'm sure that as the cars get older and the enthusiasm for them maybe wanes or they move on to different projects. But we're still right now, I think, as of today, we got 2 new members today and we had 3 renewals so far. And we're up to 328 members, which is a little bit low, but still, on a 5 or 6 year average, it's there.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean, people are still interested.
I would say, it's still good. I think anything over 300 is really consistent.
It is impressive. It's just that when you're dealing, in past years, anywhere from 375, I think our highest in the last probably 10 years has been like 396, and then it comes down to 320. It's a little disappointing, but over 300 for a car that was only produced for 5 years is really actually very good.
I agree. What do you see as the main kind of getting point for our club?
The camaraderie. I mean, just now, the Fiorama and Howes were all just kind of hanging out together. And even though the community center opened up and they can get out of the rain, there's still a number of people that are just hanging around out here talking about their cars. And it's just, and if anybody has a problem, there's probably somebody here that has had the problem and can help them with it, which I think is great.
I think so, too. And I think that's one of the best things that this community has to offer is if something goes wrong or something happens, somebody here can give them input or it can even be fixed on site.
Yeah, what does Jen Goss say? No fear or left alone?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, and that's what the whole Fiero community is all about. I mean, I've never been with a club. I mean, I was a member of the PT Cruiser Club and the Mustang Club, and it was never like this.
Well, it is unique. I mean, you know, with even the Minnesota chapter and the Wisconsin chapter, I mean, everybody is, even the Heartland, everybody knows everybody. Everybody has the love for everybody. You know, you could have a car that you pulled out of the junkyard that you're rebuilding to a pristine, restored Fiero to a heavily modified Fiero. Everybody's treated the same.
Right, right. And it's all, there's each one is unique. Even though you could have seven red Fiero SEs all lined, each one is unique, has something maybe just a little bit different.
Yep.
And that's what's kind of cool about it, because you look at that like, well, mine doesn't have that. Oh, that's how they did that. That's really interesting to see. And it's always changing, too. And then for Fiorama to have, I mean, I didn't do a count on the states, but we've got people from South Dakota, New York, Louisiana, Minnesota. I mean, they're coming all the way from the Midwest to a show.
Yeah, yeah.
To a car show. And it's not even like a national event. It's our Fiorama.
Yeah, it's, yep. What would you say 2023 looks like for the club? We got the 40th, but some more great events we're looking at next year?
Oh, yeah. I think that we always have good spring and fall tours. There's always a number of shows. You're always trying to come up with something to do. And for knife events, I've seen a lot more car shows opening up more than they have in the past. And now with COVID restrictions easing somewhat, we're slowly getting back to it. I think it's just going to end up being back to the way it was pre-COVID in a certain amount of time, because people still want to get together and do this.
Exactly.
I mean, even with the Dells. Dells was a great show this year. Heartland turned out really well this year. Now Fiorama, I mean, except for the rain, we still have 40 cars out there.
Yeah.
You know, and they knew it was going to rain.
Yeah, that's what's really good about it. Well, I'll let you get back. Thank you for joining us, and stay out of the rain.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Well, there you have it. A nice set of interviews from participants at this year's Fiorama. Again, if you have not attended a Fiorama, I highly recommend trying to get out to next year's show, which again will be held in September. We'll have the dates and more information on the theme as the year progresses. This podcast was produced by Goldeneye Graphic and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. I want to thank our sponsors, our key sponsors, our Fierocast sponsors, as well as all the participants who participated on this Fierocast. Thank you very much. Again, also thank you to all our volunteers at Fiorama, the board members who put on Fiorama, and you, the Fiero community. We cannot do this show without your help. And again, thank you very much from everybody at Fiorama 26. Again, thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and thank you for listening to the newest episode of Fierocast. This is episode 34, and it is the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. If you'd like more information or have any ideas on any future Fierocast, you can email me at mkroyer@fierofocus.com. Remember to keep Fieroing, and good night, Fiero owners, wherever you are.